collection of artifacts is going to sell them all in a single lot at auction next month. The estimated value, $189 million. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome to Free Fire Radio. And now, Free Fire Radio
is about to commence.
Good morning, North State, and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott. 7:05 in the morning, December the 29th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we are streaming at KCNR1460.com, and we are chatting, and chat room's already opened up.
Good morning,
Indy. Good morning, John. Hey, and I should have a few more others coming rolling in here. Of course, we're joined by Just Bob for this week because Bad Bob is playing hooky.
Good morning once again, Carl, and welcome back, Linda.
Yes, good morning.
And speaking of a good morning, it's always great and better when you're here.
Well, thank you. I'm happy to be sitting in the seat. And always know that if I'm not on the air, it's because we're conquering and dividing and a lot of things that we take care of nationally, paperwork and stuff that just needs to be turned in. So sometimes that's what I'm doing when I'm on assignment.
I told him you had an ear infection.
Well, third day of antibiotics. True. Third day of antibiotics, and I don't know what's happened. I've never had an ear infection. The second time. I had one last year. And I don't know. Interesting. But I don't know. Just I guess certain parts of your body start to go. We don't want it to be the hearing, though. On this day, for those of you who wonder, well, this day in history, this is fun, you guys. In the early 1900s, college football was a brutal game, so rough that many students suffered serious injuries and sometimes death. This prompted many schools to discontinue the sport. Wussies. Others urged that football be reformed or abolished from intercollegiate athletics. Seems that U.S. President Theodore Roosevelt summoned college athletics leaders to the White House conferences to encourage such reforms. In early December 1905, Chancellor Henry M. McCracken of New York University held a meeting with 13 institutions to initiate change in football rules. At a subsequent meeting in December 28th in New York, the Intercollegiate Athletic Association of the United States, IAAUS, was founded by 62 members. I'm getting there. Just a minute. The IAAUS was officially it was constituted the following spring. I wanted to give a backstory on this. I think it's important because we're coming up to Super Bowl. Then on this day in 1910, it changed its name to the National Collegiate Athletic Association, NCAA.
There you go. And that oversaw and it began to oversee athletics.
Today the NCAA is a voluntary association representing more than 1,200 institutions, conferences, organizations, and individuals devoted to the sound administration of intercollegiate athletics. So
cool.
I really like watching college bowl.
College bowl games.
Yes.
It's big games. It's not like the pros.
I like watching basketball. UNLV was great, you know, going to the games out there, the Sharks. And then it was great to just be at college games. It's almost like they're still flapping around, they're still screaming and excited. They haven't gotten the calmness. Not that they don't do that in pro ball.
The $50 million a year.
Yeah, it's
they're probably only making $100,000.
They're still in college. They're still you know, snappers.
Hey, we have to go to, we don't have to, but we want to. We want to visit the Wells Fargo Advisors. And it's Kathy Lathrop Cummings today on KCNR with her market update.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 92 points at 12,243. The S&P 500 is positive 8 at 1257. And the NASDAQ is positive 6 at 2596. Active stocks this morning include General Electric up 21 cents at $18.04 and Alcoa up 10 cents at $8.62. Stocks of local interest, Tri-Counties Bank is up 22 cents at $14.44, and Bank of Commerce is up 11 cents at $3.25. Turning to the bond market, we're finding lowered prices there this morning, which has increased the 30-year Treasury yield to 2.93%. Over in the commodity markets, gold is down $30.50 at $15.33.60. Silver is down 46 cents at $26.77, and crude oil is down 57 cents at $98.79. That's the market for now. This is Financial Advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Thank you, Wells Fargo Advisors. And they are located on Park Marina Drive for those of you who are looking for, you know, where to put my money. I need some financial advice. We're going to be talking about the weather when we get back. Thank you for joining us this morning. This Thursday, we're getting up to ring those bells for New Year's Eve. A couple days counting. We'll be right back. KCNR 1460.
Hello, Shasta County. This is Kurt Largent from Sheldon Largent Realty, and these are difficult times in our economy. It's difficult times in real estate, and people have lots of questions. Should I sell? Am I upside down? What is a short sale? What's cash for keys? What do I do if my house is sold on the courthouse steps? For answers to these questions and many more, please tune in Saturday from 9 to 10 here on KCNR 1460 AM to the Kurt Largent Radio Show. We talk about all things real estate. Brought to you by Jeterbilt Construction, Megastar Mortgage, Trinity Pest Control, and Sheldon Largent Realty.
Hey, well, all right. Hey, this is Ernie and Dave with Let's Sell It.
Yeehaw! If you have something you no longer need and having a yard sale, garage sale, or event, join us for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave, your radio flea market, every Saturday, 7 to 8 a.m., right here at KCNR 1460 a.m. There is no cost to you. That's right. Recycle your no longer needed items.
Yeah, get rid of it right here on the air. Give us a call Saturday mornings, 7 to 8 a.m., 605-4567.
The perfect setting, the perfect day, the day you've dreamed of your whole life. It's your wedding day. Start with the perfect setting and let JBL Ranch make your perfect day complete at their new wedding and event destination in Cottonwood. Nestled among towering oak trees and green pastures sits JBL Ranch. JBL Ranch has a beautiful private venue and a beautiful setting for your special day, be it your dream wedding, a family reunion, or corporate event. Large rolling lawns and a patio area for dining and dancing, all surrounded by mountain views, make it a picturesque venue for your celebration. JBL Ranch is just a short drive from I-5 off Bowen Road in Cottonwood. JBL Ranch has a private entrance for your event guests and plenty of parking. JBL will also help you find wedding coordinators, caterers, photographers, and more. Contact JBL Ranch and come tour the new event destination in Cottonwood. Call 347-3195. That's 347-3195. Or go online to thejblranch.com. Look for the JBL Ranch booth at upcoming wedding shows.
Hi, I'm Judy Maxwell, owner of Maxwell Insurance and Financial. I've been privileged to work with many residents of the North State to provide insurance for their homes, vehicles, life, and businesses, as well as being a financial advisor. I've met many talented business people and wonderful families over the past 18 years, and I must say it's the part of my job I love the most. And I'd love to meet you, too. And if you've got questions about insurance or retirement or investments, that's just a great excuse for us to get together. Just call my office and set up an appointment at 221-0441. And also, I'd like to invite you to join me on the radio on Sunday mornings as the co-host on the Don Shulman Show, where we'll be discussing everything from money to sports, important topics like for brides and seniors and more. And for me, it's just another excuse to talk. Join us right here on KCNR 1460 AM, Sundays from 11 to 1.
Investment products and advisory services offered through Mutual of Omaha Investor Services, member FINRA, SIPC.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Carl and Linda Bott. 7:15 in the morning, December the 29th. Getting there, two more days into the new year, and New Year's going to be great. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567, and we're streaming live and chatting at KCNR 1460. Big Brad's there, Indy. Good morning.
Good morning, guys. Hey, currently 46 degrees downtown in the studios at KCNR. This is what we've got going on today. 40% chance of showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 62. Calm wind, new rainfall amounts of less than a tenth of an inch. That's possible tonight.
Showers likely mainly after 4 a.m. Cloudy with a low of around 45. The weather's always brought to you by Ensemble Vineyards. Don't forget, there's just a few days left, and the last time that I called out to the ranch, 474-5546, they have just a few tickets left for their New Year's Eve gala, which will be casino tables and an 18-piece orchestra and just, wow, it's going to be the event of the year.
Another event of the year starts this Sunday. No more 100-watt incandescent bulbs. Now we have 75-watt incandescent bulbs. So if you have a chance, you go out and buy every 100-watt bulb you can possibly get your hands on. Because they say, wait a minute, we're saving energy. If you want to have a 100-watt bulb so you can actually see when you're reading and things like that, I mean, why can't you have that and just, you know, you're going to pay for it, so you pay for it.
Well, we have a lot of those three-way that go up to 100. Well, and so I'm wondering, that's probably...
Those are probably going to be banned,
bye-bye.
Too.
Interesting story to piggyback on that, Carl, is that, you know, the Christmas lights, the LED ones that we, you know, I don't like because they're... But because of the color, but they do have a cool light and a warm light. I found that out. Well, my girlfriend Karen, you know, of course, the day after Christmas, she went out to go look for these LED lights, and they're all have been removed because of they're the hot thing where you can plug 15 plugs into each other.
Right.
We did that this year. All of them were gone off the shelf because the big box stores were pulling them because they became so popular. They pulled them off the shelf to restock them so they can sell them next year. Usually they go, they're $7.99 or something like that a strand, and then they go down to, you know, the sale $1.99. You can pick up a stack of 15, 20 boxes. She said they were all gone, and she said, what? She was waiting for them to go down. Again, they restocked them so they could sell them next year because the LED is the new.
Well, yeah, you can use it, and it cuts way back on it. But the thing is, too, is that, so now we're cutting this back, so there goes, you know, I guess we can use those, the new phosphorus-laden, whatever those are, which don't put out a lot of light, so you have to use twice them. Okay, other laws that have gotten my attention.
Go for it.
Alabama must use e-verify for all employers who do business with any government entity. In other words, if you're going to work in any type of project that goes that has anything that touches the government of Alabama, you have to prove that you're a citizen. Oh, imagine that. And guess what? Georgia, Tennessee, South Carolina have all joined in on that. Where they have, if you've got businesses of this size, you have to use their e-verify. And you have to prove that your employees are not here illegally. That they are not here illegally. That you can't, you know, pay them under the table. That they are U.S. citizens or here on a proper visa. California, on the other hand, now let students who have entered the country illegally receive financial aid at college and universities, part of the DREAM Act there. Now, the other thing that the California has done is California students must receive instruction about the contributions of gay and lesbians in throughout history. Must receive instruction about contributions of gays and lesbians throughout history. And it bans teaching materials that reflect poorly on gays or religions. So, I mean, that, and we talked about this with Tom Strazzarino. This is a tough one because it doesn't say when it's supposed to start. It doesn't say exactly what you're supposed to teach. Now, what does this mean then? So does this say is let's just use the example General Thomas Moore. I'm making this name up. I'm just making this name up. That in this, you know, the 1700s, it was reported that he may have been gay. I mean, do you report that? Do you say he may have been gay and he was his general? Or what about other people that have come up through the years? So if you teach that they're gay and they just did a great job, now does that mean that you do not mention people that were gay or lesbian? Or do you make a special point of saying, well, you know, we believe that this person was gay, or they say they were gay or lesbian or transgendered? If that's the case, are we going to say that George Washington was heterosexual? Are we going to say that Condoleezza Rice or Molly Pitcher or Barbara Bush. And but every time you use these names, you say that they're heterosexual. If you're going to teach one side, you've got to teach the other. And nothing reflecting badly on it. Well, I mean, they teach things about in American history that reflects badly on some of the things we've done. The destruction of the Native Americans, the destruction of the environment. Now, are they going to say they can't teach about that because it was white heterosexual males that did that? We got to take a quick break. We come back. Kay's on the line, and we'll come right
back
to that.
Hold on, Kay.
Shasta Regional Medical Center physicians, staff, and volunteers want to wish you and your family a happy and safe holiday season and a healthy new year. The holiday season is the time of giving, sharing, and harmony. Have peace knowing that Shasta Regional is committed to keeping you and your loved ones healthy, especially during this festive and busy time of the year. Our gift to you this holiday season and throughout the year is our commitment to provide our community the highest quality care and the most advanced technologies and treatments in medical care with compassionate health care providers. As you celebrate with family and friends this holiday season, be safe and keep healthy. If you need us, we're here with world-class surgeons, nationally certified staff, and prompt emergency services with personal care. From our family to yours, Shasta Regional Medical Center wishes everyone a happy and healthy holiday season and a bright new year. Treating people well. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
At North Valley Bank, we're making home ownership easier than ever with more lenders and more home loan options. In addition to conventional fixed and adjustable rate mortgages, we now offer VA, USDA, FHA, HomePath, and jumbo loans. And now we're giving you the chance to win one of three $1,000 home improvement gift cards. Any residential mortgage loan funded between June 1 and December 31, 2011 will be automatically entered to win. Just go to NOVB.com and visit our online real estate loan center or any of our convenient locations to complete your pre-approval application. Don't miss out. Apply today, online, in person, or call 530-226-2930. More choices, more service. No purchase or account necessary to enter or win. Must be 18 years of age or older to enter. Need not be present to win. See official contest rules for more details. Offer ends December 31, 2011. North Valley Bank, Equal Housing Lender.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Yeah, welcome back. KCNR 1460, Carl and DeBot, 7:23 in the morning. Beat that drum. Beat the drum. Come on. Beat the drum. Beat the drum. I'm beating the drum.
Let's go to the phones. Kay, you're live on KCNR. Hey, good morning.
Hi, Carl.
Hello.
Happy New Year to both of you.
Happy New Year. Absolutely. We're right there, aren't we?
Oh, yeah.
Start getting ready to put 2012 on your checks.
On the E-Verify?
Yeah.
They're not verifying citizenship. They're verifying employment authorization. And if somebody is here as a... If somebody is a permanent resident, they have employment authorization in that status. And if they can come here to the United States, say if they come here with a visa, a visitor's visa, they don't have employment author. They can't apply for permit for employment authorization. So it depends on what the status of the person is. If they're a student, they don't automatically get it either.
Yeah, I misspoke. I just knew it was for E-Verify would authorize somebody to work. Yeah.
Yeah.
And not a check on their citizenship. Okay.
Yeah. Well, I think that the people who are against it would like us to think that that's what it is, and we're being snobbish. But
well, you know, it's okay to be snobbish. It's our country.
Huh?
It's our country. It's like this.
Well, I mean, it's every country has that. I mean,
yeah.
You know, you don't get to do things in Canada unless you're a landed immigrant. You know.
Well, that's true. And look at Mexico. The rules they have, if you try to go to Mexico, you don't see a lot of schools there taking care of people and giving them money. You don't see the government giving people that come by through their money.
Well, and if you don't follow their rules, you end up in their jails.
Oh, yeah.
And they're not country clubs.
And
Oh, well.
I
guess this will be with us, but it deals with the sovereignty of our country. If we have no control over our borders, we're not a country.
Well, that's it. You know, in language and borders.
Absolutely.
Hey, thank you, Kay, and
have a happy new year.
Thank you, always.
Happy new year to both of you and all of you.
Okay.
Keep up the good work.
Oh, that's great.
Thanks.
Bye-bye.
You know, the other thing I looked at was Rhode Island, Tennessee now have a law that requires voters to have a photo ID to identify them. And that's being fought at the federal level. They're saying, wait a minute, that puts too big a requirement on minorities. And I can't figure this out. To have a photo ID, I think the state will provide you a photo ID. It doesn't have to be a driver's license. The state will provide you a photo ID, and I think for an almost nominal cost. What's wrong with having a photo ID? So that you can vote. I still don't understand why when I come up to vote and I go, I'm Carl Bott, and I start to show them, no, we don't need that. Because you showed your ID when you registered. How do you know this? How do you know I'm Carl Bott? Well, they don't. I could be, you know, I mean, really, if you take the voting rolls and you just have people go in there, and, you know, it's, what's wrong with showing it? You have to show an ID to get in movies sometimes. Show them at every bar. Well, I don't anymore, but you do. But photo IDs, what's wrong with that? Just a question.
I had to show an ID to get cash out of the bank yesterday.
Yeah. You know, and they take a thumbprint.
You do have to show ID when you buy alcohol in the grocery stores today.
They do it to everybody. So what do they do if you don't have an ID? Not sell it to you? But see, this is, you know, but when it comes to voting, things are different. All right, local. Turtle Bay Hotel is not going to be considered, was not going to have to pay prevailing wages. It's not considered a public works. When Turtle Bay was building the hotel, then they said they wanted to, unions had sued saying that, hey, this is on city property, they leased it from city property, and that they should be paid prevailing wage. Turtle Bay said, no, this is a private enterprise, we should not have to pay the prevailing wage that the city has to pay, and they won. The Department of Industrial Relations ruled that was correct, that if they're looking at the land and the agreement and what they were doing, they said, nope, this is a private enterprise. Prevailing wage does not have to be paid. The pot-growing referendum was, you know, we had some people on the other day.
Yeah, I was here when we had...
you left the studio.
No, I was right here.
Well, I know that, but at some point
Well, we had a lot of people in the same in our little station here, so...
In the
mighty little station.
Our mighty little station.
Go ahead.
It's a little mighty station.
Yeah, so we had on...
But there now it's a referendum now to be able to overturn what the supervisor said and be able to grow pot more. The supervisors really restricted on how much they could do, and they had to be away from schools and churches and religious, you know, other things like that. But that's not good enough. We want to be able to grow pot everywhere. So this is a referendum. They said they want to get 10,000 signatures. Now, at the same time, they're doing a recall on every elected official in the city of Redding and Shasta County. So that they can have them recalled, so they can, you know, have new people voted in that will allow the selling of marijuana. What I heard yesterday is that the sale of marijuana is going on. It's just being delivered by car, like pizza.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they're calling. They don't have storefronts.
I think we see a few of those cars on our street.
Couple of them are parked here behind the studio every day. No, they deliver marijuana.
Okay.
Now, that's the way they get it. I heard that one yesterday.
So they're couriers.
They're couriers.
Pot
and courier. They take the sales by credit card, so there's no cash.
So MMC.
There's no
MMC delivery.
MMC. I'll take a break here. We'll come back. We'll be discussing more marijuana. It sounds like we've already been. Look, we're in those brownies this morning. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio. Miss a day, miss a lot.
From the Fox Business Network, the bulls are charging on Wall Street this morning following yesterday's sharp sell-off. At 10 a.m. Eastern, the Dow was up roughly 76 points. Jobless claims rose for the first time in a month last week. 381,000 people filed for first-time benefits. That's more than what economists had expected. There's a glimmer of hope for the labor market. The four-week moving average, which smooths out volatility, fell to its lowest level since June 2008. And strong demand for the Kindle Fire set a record holiday season for its Amazon e-reader line. The online retailer says it sold more than a million Kindle Fires each week in December. The Kindle line held the top three spots on Amazon's bestseller list for the holiday season, with the Kindle Fire taking the number one spot. Businesses selling on Amazon also record-breaking holiday sales. The news not helping its stock. Shares are sharply lower in early trading. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Adam Shapiro.
The National Disaster Search Dog Foundation makes emergency response in America stronger. They partner rescue dogs with firefighters to save people who are buried alive in a disaster. Your donation from $10 to $10,000 can help rescue and train a dog and ensure that when disaster strikes, no one is left behind. Please be part of the search. To contribute, call 888-459-HERO or visit searchdogfoundation.org. That's 888-459-HERO or searchdogfoundation.org.
Wind River Casino is the only place to bring in 2012. Presenting our signature New Year's Eve bash, Midnight at the Oasis. We are the only one offering this party package for your 2011 New Year's Eve. Saturday, December 31st. Doors open at 7:30 with dinner at 8. Enjoy the talents of our exotic belly dancers while you eat. Also featuring The Basics, performing all the disco, funk, hip-hop, pop, and top 40 you want. Dinner, dancing, drink specials, free play. Tickets are $50 per person, includes dinner, a bottle of champagne per couple. VIP is only $250 per couple. Includes dinner, a bottle of champagne per couple, cocktail service, a room at the Hilton Garden Inn, limo service, and more. This event sells out fast. Be the first to reserve your tickets online at WindRiver.com or at the gift shop. For more information on Wind River's signature New Year's Eve bash, Midnight at the Oasis, log on to WindRiver.com. We are the only place in town that offers our guests a free safe ride courtesy shuttle home. Check us out on Facebook. It's better on the river.
Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
Integrity Heating and Air is proud to announce their new state-of-the-art comfort and design center at 5213 Industrial Way in Anderson. Integrity and Lennox would like to say thanks to the North Valley for your continued business and referrals. The cold weather months are upon us, and it's time to call Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer. No one ever thinks a problem will happen with their heating system, but like Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox have always said, it takes more than just a good system to get it right. Having regular maintenance performed on your system will reduce energy costs and prevent the possibility of future problems. For over 10 years now, the North Valley has been counting on Integrity Heating and Air and Lennox. With an 82% referral rating, Integrity, your local premier Lennox dealer, is one of the most trusted names in the industry. It's all about outstanding customer service with quality personnel. To make sure all your comfort needs and expectations are satisfied, call Integrity Heating and Air, your local premier Lennox dealer today, for a free estimate and rebate information. That's 365-9100. That's 365-9100. Integrity and Lennox, comfort you can trust.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to KCNR 1460. Currently 46 degrees in the downtown area. It is the 29th. Okay, you know what? We're talking about resolutions. We're talking about so many things. You know, New Year's Eve, when I say we're talking about, it's always on everybody's lips. You've got something to say. And welcome back to KCNR 1460.
Well, this portion of the show is, we want to talk about this, is Reading Crackmaster Windshield Repair and Jeff Worst, the owner. And, you know, we said he can repair chips, he can repair cracks in your windshield up to 24 inches. He's located down on Market Street, but it's more than that.
I have a story to share with
that. Tell him a story that just happened. And this is why we have Jeff Worst on, is one of the people we talk about. When we talk about people in the morning, we have used their services. We know them. We believe in what they do. We've turned down several people, you know, several just reads like this, because we really don't know who they are and we haven't used those services.
We can't really do a testimonial.
Yes. We can talk about everybody we know in here.
Yeah. I mean, and it's not just cocktail conversation. I mean, these are people that we have, you know, like I said, broke bread with, met, you know, been inside, you know, feel their integrity and believe, you know, what they do and firsthand knowledge. Here's a story about Jeff. And I don't know if he's listening or not, but I know I walked in there the other day, and he had our station on, and that was great. He owns Crackmasters, of course, on Market Street. And the other day when Carl and I were driving back from Sacramento after Christmas, a rock hit our windshield. Okay, now, we have a Jeep that's a new used Jeep. You know, we haven't had it but maybe, what, 5 months?
It's got like 7,000 miles on it.
Yeah, so crack, the windshield starts with a 2-inch crack. It just, you know, it just something, a rock hit it while we were driving. Oh, boy. So we first thing we said, we're going to have to take this to Jeff. And then the next time I, you know, park the car, get back in it, the crack has gone to 6-7 inches. And it goes right down into where the driver, well, you can see through your view. I'm thinking, oh, my gosh. Well, we know that Jeff, I just took it into Jeff yesterday, or day before yesterday. And Jeff said, you know, I can fix this. But where the crack is it's coming down into the driver's view. So if that doesn't bother you, it's still, you know, I can fix the glass. You won't see it, but you'll see like a wavering of the glass. And I really, at that point, I looked at him and I said, thank you so much for explaining that to me, because at this point, you know, my vision is really important to me. I want to see the entire, if it was a corner, if it went along the bottom, that'd be different. But this goes right down into, right close
into
to the steering
vision.
Wheel.
Into your vision.
So we made, at that point, made a decision to change out the windshield. But this man really just...
He's honest.
He's so honest.
He's honest, and he told you that, okay, I can fix this, but, you know, you're not going to probably be happy with it for those reasons. He turned away business, and he didn't have to, because of honesty and integrity, and you cannot ask for more than that when you're dealing with somebody. He said, this is exactly what's going to happen. I can fix it, but this is what it's going to look like. He has been like that since we've known him for well over 3 years.
Well, we've used him before with other cars that we had.
Several times.
The Carl's truck has had like 2 or 3 different cracks that Jeff has fixed. Can't even notice them. And when I have my Lexus, I had 2 or 3 different. You know, it starts with a rock. How a rock piles up on your car, hits your car at a high speed, and there you go. Hey, let's go to Charles. Charles is on the line. I'm sorry we had gone off this thing, but you know,
we want to talk about you know, local businesses that, yeah, you know if they're honest and they show integrity and they give you the truth. I mean, what else can you ask for?
So Charles is on to talk about the dam removal.
Hey, Charles.
Good morning, Charles.
Yeah, the public comment deadline for the environmental impact report on that is tomorrow.
All right, so what do we do?
Well, what you do is, you know, you want to write out your comment. You don't want to send in a blank form.
Okay, that's the first start. That's a good start. First, we get a pen.
or you just open a WordPad file.
Okay.
But
the big thing is the dam removals. You're talking about those four dams, right?
That's it.
And this would, if they remove these dams, the incredible, incredible environmental damage that's going to happen.
Oh, yeah.
Incredible.
We're talking about the loss of hydropower, how that's going to increase the carbon intensity. Don't you love that term? Of electricity being produced, how the release of all that sediment is going to
destroy.
Really,
it's 100 years of sediment right there is going to wipe out things. You know, Charles, imagine this, Charles. What if it said, we're going to remove green energy? We're going to destroy a green energy plants. And, a green energy sources for the state of California. It's non-polluting. It provides cheap electricity, and we're just going to go out and destroy those. Imagine, and just imagine what people would say. The fact that it's a dam, and it's renewable, even though they won't say it because the people in Southern California don't have it, but it's a renewable, non-carbon emitting energy source, yet we're going to remove that. If you had said that about any other business like that, the people in California and the rest of the United States would be up in arms.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, and their grand solution in the environmental impact report, their grand solution for that, rationing. They want energy audits. They want,
They want to
conservation programs that they will then be expected to comply with.
To drive people into the cities. Come on.
Oh, absolutely.
That's what they want.
Absolutely.
They want control. You know, we're going to have an Agenda 21 show days, because I don't understand it completely.
There's a website you can go to.
Okay, tell us what it is, Charles.
Now,
what's
you'll
the
have to follow a bunch of links to it, but the website is klamathrestoration.gov.
Okay, klamathrestoration.gov.
Right, and I sent, about a week ago, as I recall, I sent you guys an email with some contact information.
I have it.
For that.
Yep, okay, I remember that. I still have that.
Yeah, for just this reason, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, and here's another thing. Illegal cartel activities that are polluting the rivers,
growing the marijuana,
causing destruction that way.
Yep.
I mean, the poor, the farmers, the ranchers, and
the
hydropower operators are being held vicariously liable, it seems, for that.
Yeah,
and,
you mean
we haven't even mentioned things like gill netting and the effects that seals and sea lions have on salmon. I mean they like to eat salmon, and there's quite a bit of seals and sea lions these days.
Charles, we're 3 minutes over break here.
Oh, I'm sorry.
It's not your fault. We're just enjoying this. Okay, we got to take a break. Happy New Year, Charles. Thanks for calling.
Happy New Year to you, too. Goodbye.
All right. Hey, we got to take a quick break here. Carl and DeBot, 7:43 in the morning. We're having a good time. We'll be back in a minute. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Well, you filled up my head with so many lies. You twisted my heart till something snapped inside. I'd like to give it one more try, but my give a damn's busted.
Today, big trucks and motorhomes are extremely popular, but being very big is a disadvantage if the frame is damaged in a collision. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. These big vehicles need special equipment to repair their long, tough frames. Where do you find the biggest frame rack in Northern California? At Coachmaster, of course. Our machine is 28 feet long, weighs 5,000 pounds, and has over 100 tons of combined pulling power. The pull towers alone weigh over 750 pounds each. Doesn't it make sense that the frame machine should be bigger and stronger than the vehicle? Now, there are plenty of smaller machines around, and we have those too, for use on small and medium-sized vehicles. but we found them inadequate as trucks got bigger and motorhomes became more popular. It's like hunting elephants with a spear. It's inadequate, but sometimes it worked, if you were lucky. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Fall is here, and the cool mornings make it perfect for a hot cup of vanilla maple coffee or Jack Frost, which is a rum-flavored coffee with a hint of vanilla. Yummy. All at Espresso Joe's. So, Carl, what else is going on at Tobacco and Brew?
Tobacco and Brew carries Mount Tehama Wines, a California-certified organic winery located in Manton, California. The Syrah and Petite Syrah are favorites, and the dessert Petite Syrah complements many of the fine cigars located at Tobacco and Brew. It is on sale this month.
It's time for the 2011 Toast Across America Cigars. Tobacco and Brew are offering two cigars that are not available in the open market. This is a one-time release with a limited supply of Opus X and Julius Caesar cigars. So, Carl, let's tell our friends to take a few minutes and look around both sides of the store. They're going to find ashtrays, knives, flasks, French presses, stovetop espresso machines, and so much more.
Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive, open 7 days a week.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Are you tired of worrying if your business will survive till the economy gets better? Worry no more. The Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce has the tools to help you with your small business. From valuable networking events to educational seminars, we are here in your community. People do business with people they know. Get closer to your future customers by joining the Reading Chamber of Commerce today. As a member, you will participate in referral programs, member-to-member discounts, free listing on the Chamber website, and your company name listed in our business directory with a distribution of 5,000 copies to potential customers. Call us at 225-4433 to find out how you can meet your new customers and build your business.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
That's a good one. Yeah. Can you just swing your baby? You know what? Even if you're staying home on New Year's, do something special like turn the radio on, light a candle, pop a something. I don't know, something bubbly that can even be non-alcoholic, you know, like Martinelli's. Just do something special. And if you're by yourself, do the same thing. Just,
Can I put in a plug for Klaus Tyler beer?
Oh, do.
Non-alcoholic.
Oh, fabulous. Great. I wanted to remind you of the fact that you're listening to KCNR 1460. We love the chat backers. Currently 45 degrees downtown. We're looking at a chance of showers today with temperatures getting to around 62. And tonight, they go up to 60% of showers likely. Tonight, On the Spot with Linda Bott will be live. Lisa Collins, who always does On Stage with Lisa, is taking over the show tonight with the Reading Improv Players. Get ready to split your gut. 6 p.m. tonight. Hilarious. And they, you never know. You can probably call in and give them a subject matter. You want to just do something that's just off the wall. This is so live. This is so great. This is your chance to be in your home or in your car and go, okay, you know what? Let's ask them to do, they'll do a skit. And you know, it's so great because the Reading Improv Players are fabulous. So tonight, tune in. 6 o'clock right here for On the Spot with Linda Bott. Lisa Collins will be again with the Reading Improv Players. This portion of the show is brought to you by
Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Espresso Joe's and the Buddistas there will fix any type of coffee you want. Great walk-in humidor, discounts for veterans, wines, beers, snacks, and lotto tickets.
And the Tobacco and Brew cuties.
That's right. And that's at 2143 Hilltop Drive. And, you know, talking about two more people with honesty and integrity and done so much for our community. Joe and Shelley.
Joe and Shelley.
And Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive.
We're going to have Jess come on. We've tried to book her a couple times to come on and sing and tell us everything that's going on and all the different flavors. I'm sure they're going to be going into a New Year's flavor, but we've had a ball with the Jingle Crunch and the Jack Frost coffees. We've taken it every little open house that we went to in December. And Carl also loves the how many cigars you get. And we took it back to my dad and we took it to some friends, and we love it, love it, love it, love it. Do. So, what do you want me to be like? Be unencouraged? I'm encouraged.
Well, you should be. Everything. I mean, you know what? It's the end of the year, and really strange things have happened.
What have you done with your life? Where are you going? What are you going to do?
Yeah, you know that. You know the parts that have. You know, in New Hampshire, a law requiring girls seeking abortions to tell their parents or a judge first has started. So they just can't, you know, and you know, that's one of the things is that I think a girl here under the age of 12 or 13 can go to the school and say that she has this problem and they can arrange for this. And the parents do not have to be notified. Well, in New Hampshire, the governor had vetoed that and they overrode it and saying, you know what, if a minor is going to have an abortion, that she needs to tell somebody about it. Somebody needs to know about it. If it's not her parents, then it needs to be a judge, a disinterested third party. Because what if this has been a result of an assault, incest, things that beyond the child's, and this is what I'm looking at, is child's, what they can handle. And at least now if somebody knows about it. I mean, the idea of just taking a 12-year-old down and just and letting her have, or, you know, and providing an abortion to them, as you would any type of medical treatment, is to me totally not in the best interest of the child. And I'm not saying that you have to tell the parents, but somebody needs to know about this because what are the ramifications of it? You know, what are the ramifications of a child having an abortion? I mean, it is huge. It could be huge, and yet we're going to do that. But if they come to the school and can't give them an aspirin, but you can arrange for that. So in New Hampshire, I think is a step right. The child should talk to somebody, a disinterested party, if that's the case, is a judge. But somebody needs to know about that. Somebody needs to know. If something like this is happening, especially if it's assault or a family situation, as we have seen right here in Reading. Got to take a break. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 at 7:51 in the morning. Good morning. It's almost the end of the year.
AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Cisco Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Reading, and Burney. Call Cisco Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Cisco Insurance Services, located in Reading, Mount Shasta, and Burnie, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP auto insurance program from The Hartford.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular 6-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
The state granted.
My name is Brian Salato. I'm a California licensed real estate broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. I actually hired Estate Granite & Tile to do my own personal kitchen. The great thing about Estate Granite was they, from the selection of the granite to the actual fabrication and the insulation, they were involved all the way throughout the entire process.
Estate granite.
For me, the part of manufacturing and fabricating granite is really the expertise of detail and going through a process and making the best features of the granite be the focal point in the kitchen. It always makes a big difference as I'm selling real estate in the community. People always notice that kitchen and that granite is really a focal point, and you really do not want to leave that to chance. And Estate Granite and Tile just does an exceptional job in fabricating and going through the entire process and walking you through that. The product is exceptional.
Estate Granite, a reputation carved in stone. 241 Stone. EstateGranite.com.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Well, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. This portion of the show is brought to you by R&B Sharpening at right down on, right there at 6915 East Side Road. Go down, if you have saws, knives, saw blades, axes, you name it, they are there. Another company that has been around here since 1985, does great work. Judy and Bob, guarantee their work. I can't say enough about them. For R&B Sharpening, give them a phone call at 530-365-1479.
7:55 in the morning, and it's the 29th day of December, and we're getting ready to go into a new year. Let's go to the phones right now. Michael, you're live on the air on KCNR. Welcome.
Well, thank you. Good morning, and almost Happy New Year to you. Quick comment on the children in abortion. I am a parent of a young lady, and I think that there's ramifications that Carl was mentioning that haven't even thought of yet, or possibly not even touched on, like, a lot of these children, especially at the age of 12, don't know what medications they may or may not be allergic to. They may not have been exposed to it through a parent or through other medical staff. Another thing is, what happens when one of these surgeries goes wrong and God forbid, a death happens? Where's the liability issue? Is that with the school principal? Is that with the nurse, at the pediatrician who forwarded this? And the parents don't know, and all of a sudden they have a child who's dead from an abortion they do nothing about. And I know you're short for time. I'll take any comments off the air. Thank you.
Hey, well, Michael, you're exactly right. I mean, the idea that, I understand when people are saying this, that, a child would be afraid to tell their parents because of all these ramifications. But you're absolutely right. What happens if there is an accident or if there is something happens during this procedure? Because it does happen. They're not 100% safe. And what, and the child, and for, with women, you read about it and that have had abortions will have some of them have psychological problems after that. It's something that follows them around. And now what kind of counseling will they get after that without the parents knowing? And then having at least a third person in there that's not their school counselor, that's somebody in the, in the legal system, a judge, that at least somebody else knows and he or she could talk to the person, to the girl.
This needs to be, I think,
this
needs to be a strict law, because I think if you're 18 and you're a minor and you are under the care, of course, you're under the care of you of your family, of the adults, that it should be criminal. That's how I feel about it. If you know of somebody that is a minor that is having an abortion and you are in on it, something happens to that young woman.
Or that child.
Or that child, because at 12, I don't know. Girls are getting more developed earlier. But at 12, I could tell you I still was a little kid. I was still 13, 14 before I was a late bloomer. But I can tell you, I mean, I come from a different era where that's something that I didn't have to deal with in high school. I didn't know anybody that was doing that. There was maybe one girl in my high school that got pregnant and went off, Now it's kind of more of a common thing. But I just believe to think that there's these, cloaked, laws that are coming into, being legal. It's just, that's a crime.
It is, but here in the state of California, a school counselor, from the way I understand it, or somebody in the school administration can actually even take the girl down and arrange for it, and the parents never need to have to know how they can't give them an aspirin there in school. But so what New Hampshire is doing is saying, hey, look, and I think it's right, It is right. Somebody out of that immediate chain needs to get into this so at least they can talk to the girl and find out what's going on. And find out what's going on in her life. I mean, there could be, you know, just to have this and just go, oh, okay, well, gee, that's just something else today. What'd you do in school today, hon? Well, we studied history and French, and oh, I had an abortion. Yeah, there's something wrong with that. Okay, when we come back, we're going to have Bob Dunlap in here. We're going to do kind of a finish up of the year on veterans events and also what we can look forward to next year when we're coming in. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It is December the 29th.
You're listening to KCNR Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony.
Don't settle for what's not good enough to change this country.
Rick Santorum rising in some polls 5 days before Republicans caucus in Iowa. Newt Gingrich has been slipping. He blames attack ads targeting him.
We now have our ads up starting yesterday. They're very positive. They're very direct. They talk about my record.
Michelle Bachmann is shrugging off the sudden departure of her Iowa campaign chair. State Senator Ken Sorensen switching to support Ron Paul. She tells Fox affiliate WHO he dashed for cash.
He said it was a great deal of money.
Sorensen denies that. A year and a half after they finally stopped the gusher in the Gulf that spilled 210 million gallons of oil, charges may be coming. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown, live in Miami.
Now, Dave, the Wall Street Journal says federal prosecutors are very close to charging a number of engineers and supervisors at BP's Houston operation with falsifying documents in relation to the Deepwater Horizon disaster. If that happens, it would be the first criminal proceeding stemming from the incident which killed 11 and dumped those millions of gallons of crude oil into the northern Gulf of Mexico. BP may also be facing corporate criminal charges, too, for violating the U.S. Clean Water Act. Dave?
Two people are dead in New Orleans, 22 others hospitalized after a 40-car pileup on Interstate 10 this morning.
You could hear the skids and everything, you know, the squealing behind us. And the crashes.
Police are still investigating what happened. More protesters are dead in Syria's continued crackdown. Fox News Radio's Alistair Wanklin monitoring live in London.
Yes, troops opening fire in Damascus, leaving several protesters dead. Their activists say that in a street near where peace monitors were checking compliance with a peace deal. That team from the Arab League, it's been hearing protesters condemn the brutal 9-month Syrian government crackdown, although some of them question the observer's objectivity. Its chief is a general from Sudan, whose president has been indicted for crimes against humanity.
Alistair, on Wall Street, a rebound from yesterday's selling, the Dow up 97 points. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies, and rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, for a man age 45, non-tobacco user, it's $1 million of coverage and $75 per month level rate for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50, non-tobacco user, can obtain $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110 per month, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rate guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. If you're a smoker, we have great rates available for you as well. At Termbusters, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. If you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call today for a quote at 1-800-862-8376. That's 1-800-862-8376. You're probably paying more than you should. Call Termbusters at 1-800-862-8376 or visit our website at termbusters.net. Remember, 1-800-862-8376. Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting. Exam required to qualify.
Two French troops have been attacked and killed in Afghanistan. The attacker, dressed up in an Afghan army uniform, the Taliban claims responsibility. The 19-year-old man accused of shooting a wounded Afghan war veteran at his homecoming party goes to court today. Ruben Hirado faces an attempted murder charge. Christopher Sullivan is hospitalized, paralyzed from the neck down. Another day of mourning in North Korea. A memorial service for dead leader Kim Jong-il, his son, ready to take over.
That's North Korea's ceremonial head of state, Kim Jong-nam, telling thousands in Pyongyang that the good leader Kim Jong-il has left us, but will continue to work towards unification. He also proclaimed Kim Jong-un North Korea's supreme leader as the head of state, military, and people. Then, after 3 minutes of silence, the nation's sirens wailed as gunshots rang. It's the first public endorsement of Jong-un's leadership, but it won't be official until party and government representatives convene to confirm his ascension. In Shanghai, Bill Marcus, Fox News Radio.
Bill Murray had this plight in Groundhog Day.
Well, what if there is no tomorrow? There wasn't one today.
Well, there really is no tomorrow in Samoa. The tiny nation is skipping Friday this week.
If you've ever lost a day or wished you could just wipe one off the calendar, then Samoa could be your kind of country. The Samoan government's decided trade with its biggest neighbours was more important than keeping its calendar intact. So it did away with December 30th. For more than 100 years, Samoa's position on the international dateline has meant it's been a day behind Australia and New Zealand, but no more. So for Samoa's 186,000 citizens in 2011, the 30th of December didn't happen. Leslie Yeomans, Fox News Radio.
Mortgage rates have ticked up, but they're still below 4%. Freddie Mac says the 30-year home loan is now at 3.95% on average. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and Carl Lindabot. 8:05 in the morning, December the 29th. Phone lines here are 530-605-4567. And we're streaming live at KCNR 1460, and the chat pack is there. Sungo, Big Brad, Grim Reaper Coach, Frizzy.
Good morning, currently 45 degrees downtown, and we have 40% chance of showers today with a high of 62, and tonight with a low of around 45. Looks like we've got rain coming in tomorrow. Tomorrow night, chance of showers. Saturday, looks like it's mostly sunny. This is the National Weather Service forecast with a Saturday with 61, a Saturday night with a full, beautiful sky with 40 degrees. New Year's Day, sunny, mostly cloudy, and coming into Monday with a high of 61. We are going to just share with you, we are going to be celebrating our anniversary on the 1st of January.
I know, we just keep having anniversary after anniversary.
Our marriage anniversary. And
how many?
Four.
Okay, just checking.
Happy anniversary.
Thank you. We're
going to
have a great time. And we'll be up in Ensamos, of course, on New Year's Eve. But I also wanted to share with you the Enjoy magazine. I love looking through Enjoy magazine. And their January issue is spectacular. They keep outdoing themselves.
They're going to be here Monday.
And one of the things that it says in there is about, there's a article about handwriting. And so I am just going to say out loud right now, I usually don't make New Year's resolutions. I usually do this around my birthday time. But I personally this year want to work on my penmanship because I have spaz hands. And I just, people can't read my writing, and it's been an issue. But I really want to work on it. And I want to write thank you notes. You know, not emails or a call. I really want to sit down and be mindful about the note. I know how it makes me feel when I receive them. I think it's a lost art to write a letter. I just don't do it anymore. I'm so hurried and so busy. And so, you know, I'm just saying, I'm just putting it out there. What do you think? When you sit around or you're doing your busy work this weekend, what do you see your 2012 being? Are you going to be more involved in the community? Do you want to pick a fundraiser that you're going to be involved in? Or personal issues that you want to do in order to improve yourself? So as far as self-improvement, that's something that I really want to work on is my penmanship. So that's what I'm saying. And that story and Enjoy just was really about the handwriting. So check out the new issue. And tomorrow we have Eric Woodstrom, who is the president of Five Star Bank. He will be on hosting the show. He's going to be bringing some great...
Leonard Modi.
Oh.
And Mike Frank.
Oh, wow. That's going to be a fabulous show.
That's going to be a great show because they're going to be talking about a lot of stuff that's happened this year and what's going to happen next year. We're happy to have that.
And, of course, coming up after the break, we have one of our favorite people, Bob Dunlap,
absolutely,
will be on for the rest of the hour talking about what's been happening with the veterans issues in town in the North State. But first, let's go to Kathy Lathrop Cummings for our Wells Fargo Market Minute. Welcome, Kathy.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. The Dow Jones Industrial Average is positive 92 points at 12,244. The S&P 500 is positive 9 at 1259, and the NASDAQ is positive 14 at 2604. Active stocks this morning include General Electric up 28 cents at $18.11, and Citigroup up 50 cents at $26.63. Stocks of local interest, North Valley Bank is unchanged at $9.60 even. XO Group is up 3 cents at $8.54. Turning to the bond market, we are finding lower prices there this morning, bringing the 10-year Treasury yield to 1.92%. In the commodity markets, we are finding crude oil is different. It's lower today, down 35 cents at $99.01. Gold is down $26.30 at $15.3780, and silver is negative 33 cents at $26.89. That's the market for now. This is financial advisor Kathy Lathrop Cummings with the Reading Office of Wells Fargo Advisors, LLC, for KCNR.
Hey, Kathy, thanks a lot. You know, that was a great save.
You know what?
It's lower.
It's humanity.
But it was a great save. That's our Wells Fargo advisors, they come and
we have
the advisors at 7:10, 8:10, and 9:06 in the morning, again in the afternoon. Can't say enough about them. They're located out at Park Marina Drive. You know, they came in to meet us.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, they wanted to be on the show and talk about it. By the way, we're going to have a show where we have them come in and talk about, you know.
And you can call in and find out about that. We love the live thing. So
That's right.
It's just really when it's live. And, of course, they get up at 6 o'clock because they have to be on the East Coast time. I want to tell the chat packers, you guys are funny. Yes, I sit down and I read it from cover to cover. I just looked through it now. But I saw the handwriting thing and it just inspired me. But I do
Coach
sit down,
says, though.
I read it from cover to cover when I sit down and I have my enjoy moment, which we're going to be going to visit some friends at the cabin, and I'm going to sit down by the fire and read the. In fact, I'm going to take a couple copies up there. People love this.
Well, it's like the coach said. Do you just look through it, or do you read the articles? I used to look through Playboy cover to cover. Never read it. Just look through it.
I got it.
Okay, we got
it. I was trying to just glaze over that because it's always about.
No, but I have to bring it up because
every
you said
man
it.
Will say, oh, "I get it because of the articles." They have good articles, though.
There's articles in it?
Yeah.
Take a break. Carl Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 14.6. There's writing in there? 8:11 in the morning.
You sent me one once.
Miss a day, miss a lot.
Joining the revolution at Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms is here to provide the finest names in weapons, ammunition, optics, and accessories. We also offer repairs and custom gunsmithing. Bastiani Arms is pleased to announce that we now have in stock the best and largest selection of off-list AR low receivers in the North State. Looking for instruction in hunter safety, concealed carry, or Florida's concealed carry class? Bastiani Arms provides the finest instruction with our NRA-trained instructors. Come check out our in-store product and enjoy the friendly, helpful, and knowledgeable service you'll get with each and every visit. Don't forget to ask Bastiani Arms about their 90-day layaway for your convenience. If you want the best in weapons, service, and shooting supplies, then Bastiani Arms should be your first stop. Satisfaction guaranteed. Bastiani Arms, located at 2539 Larkspur Lane, open Tuesdays through Saturday, 8:30 a.m. to 6 p.m. Or call us at 222-8222.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546. That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the Gala of the Year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
When you're low on finances, the last thing you need is a collision repair bill. Don Steck for Coachmaster Collision Repair. Unfortunately, the truth is, a vehicle collision never occurs at a convenient time. It surprises many people to learn that there may be expenses not fully covered by insurance. Vehicle parts that are worn, such as tires, batteries, and the paint job, may be depreciated. In other words, the insurance company will pay only a portion of the repair, and the vehicle owner will have to come up with the balance. Then there is the expense of the rental car and an unexpected deductible. Coachmaster can help. We have made arrangements with a national credit company for a six-month no-interest loan to help when unexpected expenses occur. Stop by for complete details. Credit is often established with a simple phone call. Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Join the conversation in our chat room, KCNR1460.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, 8:15 in the morning. It's Carl and Linda Bott. And, gosh, you know, everybody, I'm looking at some of the in the chat pack. Okay, how do you get in the chat pack? It's easy. You go to, pick up your computer, turn it on, go to KCNR1460.com, and you'll see us, show streaming. Pop into that, and then it says there's a chat room, and it says nickname. Put your name in there, your nickname, I don't care. That's how you do it. I mean, we can't make it any easier than that. And then you can hop in, and you don't even have to write anything, as some don't, but just watch what's going on here. New Year's resolutions, move from California. And then they said, well, wait a minute, I can't move too far, but, you know, blah, blah. And now they're talking about going to Oklahoma. You know, okay, guys, it isn't that bad. It is not that bad to move to Oklahoma. All right, maybe in another year or two. Hey, our guest is Bob Dunlap, who heads up the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. And here's another one of those unsung heroes that, you know, and that is involved in so many things with the veterans. Now, we talked, yesterday turned out to be kind of a veteran show, but in some way, because it didn't start out like that. But we had to talk to Brittany Holly, the young Marine that just came back from boot camp. What, I mean, I talked to people after that, they listened to the show, and they just said, who had heard the first show, and they go, wow. I mean, she is so focused, and I mean, she is, I mean, proud of who she is and where she's going in life, and that was great. And then we talked to Charlie Thompson about CVAC and some things they're doing, Christmas for the Troops. And now, Bob, you're here, and I haven't given you a chance to say anything, but you're here because I want to kind of like cap what happened in this year with the veterans and what we can look forward to next year. So good morning. Thanks for being here.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Linda. Thanks for having me on this morning. Great year, very eventful year for veterans in Shasta County. One of the big things that we can claim that we've helped with is numbers. We've got veterans that are coming into our office more and more every year. Last year was a record number. We saw 7,200 veterans.
7,200 veterans came through your office.
Walked through for assistance with claims, whether it's compensation or pension, or they needed help getting their college GI Bill or home loan guarantee or medical care. You know, 7,200 came in through our office, and that's a tremendous number of veterans.
Are you starting to see younger ones coming in?
We are starting to.
Good.
Not the numbers that we really expected, but I think, you know, they just completed part of the major drawdown in Iraq, and we're expecting that those are going to come after the first of the year, and we'll see some ambulatory and maybe some that are not so ambulatory coming into our office.
Well, we're going to see this big drawdown. I mean, it's not just a drawdown coming out of Iraq and Afghanistan, but they're starting to reduce in numbers the forces, and you're talking 50,000 in the in the Army and 25,000 in the Marine Corps. I mean, just, you know, they're just cutting back to that size, which I think is probably not the best idea. But then again, it's a money thing. But all those young men and women are going to be coming, should be coming through here too.
We're going to see a lot of those, and also our World War II veterans they're living longer than they expected to live, and they're looking for some type of help, or a Korean War veterans. The Vietnam era veterans are retirement eligible now.
They're 65 now.
Yeah, and so we're seeing a tremendous glut in the VA system, and they are trying new things, and they're working to speed up the claims process. But we're still seeing.
Are we still a million behind?
We're still about a million behind. 850,000
claims are backed up, but it's been like that now for two or three years.
It's been like that. One of the new things the VA has introduced this year was the fully developed claims process. And they're telling us if you have a compensation claim, that means, you know, you hurt your knee in the military 5 years ago, and I got my doctor's evidence here, I've got my DD-214, my retirement paperwork or discharge paperwork, I got everything I need here, that's considered a fully developed claim. If you can submit that to the VA, they say within 90 days they'll have it decided. And I have seen that. I've submitted a fully developed claim for a gal in September, and the end of October it was approved.
Linda believes that I'm crazier than I've claimed. So do I come back down and say, okay, I'm not as you didn't think I was as crazy as I am? How do you do that? Is that a different type of claim?
These are new claims.
This is a okay.
New claims.
But if you have an existing claim and you go in to change it, and I use that as being facetious, but say that, hey, you know what? I destroyed my knee. I'm not saying me, but you know, a service member really hurt my knee. Mm-hmm. While I was in the service, and it's, you know, and yet you only say that it's, you know, it's a 5%, and yet I can't even walk 100 yards. That's another process, right?
That's another process. But you're already in the system. You're already approved. You're asking for an increase in your disability rating, and there's a very short form for doing that. It's a 1-page form. You tell the VA it's gotten worse. And you're already service-connected, all they do is they bring you in for an examination to determine that it has gotten worse, and then it gets approved. It's just that easy to do.
Okay. Our guest, Bob Dunlap, Shasta County Veteran Service Officer, and who has is following in that trend of just outstanding people that have been in that office, and we'll talk a bit more. I want to talk about when we come back some of the claims things, but some of the things to look forward to this year. And I want to talk about the homeless veteran issue. We've really been involved with that, as you know. I mean, all of us have been in our veteran community, and it's not getting any better.
Correct.
We need to talk about that when we get back. Carl Lindebaugh, Free Fire Radio. KCNR 1460, 8:20 in the morning, December the 29th. You got two more days to get all those things, bad things done, and start next year clean and fresh.
Sound holiday sale is back. Electric guitars, basses, and amps, 25 to 50% off. Acoustic guitars, 25 to 40% off. Drums and accessories, 25% off. DJ and stage lighting, 15 to 25% off. Sound equipment, 25% off. Even sheet music's on sale as well. If it's here, chances are it's on sale. Great brands like Alvarez, Peavey, Jack Daniels, and more. Buy local and buy from a store that stands behind what they sell. Mike's Music and Sound, 924 West Cypress behind Chase Bank. Mike's Music and Sound, 243-3774.
If you're an AARP member, it may take time to switch your auto insurance. The AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford is now available through Siskiyou Insurance Services in Mount Shasta, Redding, and Burney. Call Siskiyou Insurance Service at 243-224-2345 for your free, no-obligation quote. Learn more about special rates, benefits, and services designed especially for AARP members. Discover why more than 3 million AARP members are enjoying special benefits like lifetime renewability, a lifetime repair guarantee, even a 6-point claim guarantee. You can also choose extra benefits like disappearing deductible, all at rates that can save you money. Get this one-of-a-kind auto insurance program for AARP members and enjoy the benefits of a national program, but still be able to walk into a local office and talk to someone regarding your policy. Siskiyou Insurance Services, located in Redding, Mount Shasta, and Burney, 530-224-2345, and discover the AARP Auto Insurance Program from The Hartford.
Fields Jewelers, family owned and operated since 1953, with exceptional customer service, high quality, fine jewelry, perfect gifts for every budget, jewelry repairs, renewals, and appraisals. Fields Jewelers, 3 generations of family tradition, quality service, trusted jewelers, continued tradition. Fields Jewelers, 221-0230, or online at fjredding.com.
Everywhere around the world, they Hi, I'm Elizabeth Woodward.
And Aaron Ryan.
We'd like to have you join us on Sunday mornings from 8 to 10 a.m. on KCNR 1460 for We the People Talk Radio. We are all things fiscal responsibility, limited government, and adherence to the Constitution.
You know what? We've done programs on federal and state land use issues, governmental overreach, family values behind the green mask, Second Amendment and other constitutional issues, technocracy and the smart grid, the monetary system, of course, spending, taxes, and debt, topics that fall under We the People. We want to know what topics you would like to hear about. Email Aaron at wethepeopleradio.us for more information. Bust on to wethepeopleradio.us, and the archives are there for your listening pleasure.
We the People Radio, bringing to you topics that affect you no matter where you live. Come join the previously silent majority.
See you Sunday.
We the People, Sunday mornings 8 to 10 on AM 1460 KCNR.
You're listening to KCNR 1460 Free Fire Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, home of Carl and Linda Bott. 8:25 in the morning, December the 29th. Bye, Sonny. Have a great and safe and happy new year. This portion of the show is brought to you by Estate Granite and Marble. Give Mike Huber a call at 241-7866. Beautiful work in granite and marble. He can come in and, you know, bathrooms, kitchens, rooms, outdoor. He can build it to suit you, and he can build it to fit your budget. You got to have him come out and take a look at your property or look what you want to do and give him a chance, too. Here's another guy with integrity and honesty, and we've seen his facility. We've seen his work. We can't say enough about it. That's Mike Huber at 241-7866 or 241-STONE, or check out his website at estategranite.com. Our guest, Bob Dunlap, who is the Shasta County Veteran Service Officer. And when we left, we had talked about, you know, there's still this big backlog of claims in the VA. I don't see it getting any better. I mean, there's just more and more coming in.
There are more and more coming in, but I think that this fully developed claimed process is the answer for some very simple claims, a couple, two or three issues with the disability, and we are seeing some success there. So and the difference is, if you submit a claim with a knee injury from 4 or 5 years ago and you just tell the VA, I got a knee injury, but you don't supply any evidence to support that, they're going to send a notice back to you saying, well, okay, please supply me the evidence. The thing's going to go back and forth like a tennis ball, and it's going to take months and months to get that done. But if you supply everything up front to them, everything they need, their claim, and I've seen it verified, that 90 days or less they get that approved.
Well, okay.
So that's a bright spot, I think.
I think it is a bright spot. Anything would be an improvement, frankly, in this. And the state's handling of veterans.
Yeah. Okay.
They keep cutting money out of the veterans programs.
Well, they haven't put any money into the veterans programs, and namely the veterans home in Redding, and that one is of great concern to all of us in Northern California here. That's the Northern California Veterans Home in Redding. That is, if you had been out there in the last few days, you see they're putting the final touches on landscaping.
Beautiful.
And putting plants out there.
Beautiful.
It is an absolutely breathtaking, beautiful, state-of-the-art facility that if the state doesn't act in the next 30 days, it's probably going to remain dormant, unused for the next year.
But well, now, you know, and not to argue with you, but Maurice Johannesson comes in, and I know you two work very close on this. You know, I mean, working with, you know, on veterans issues and like that, and he's more optimistic about it. That he thinks that it's going to be that the money's going to get there, so they can start hiring at least some of them.
Right, there is a bill that's going to be it's gone through committee already. It's going to be brought to a vote in January, which would provide funding to open the home early. Now, what Senator Johannesson and I understand from the government in California is that the fiscal year begins on 1 July. None of that money is going to see its way into that veteran's home until at least after 1 July. So at the very most, we're looking at a six-month early staffing for it, and then after staffing, then residency. So we're still not looking at putting residents in there until probably September, October at the very earliest.
Okay. Hey, well, let's go to the phones here. Bob, this is Bob H. on the line for...
This is Coach Bob. Good morning, Carl.
Oh, hey, Coach Bob.
Hey, I got a question. I'm a little confused about this. If something happened to you 4 or 5 years ago, you mean out of service or active duty? That's question one.
Okay, you want me to take these one at a time there, Coach?
Would you please?
Okay. It doesn't matter how long ago an injury happened. If it was 20 years ago, you fell off the back of a deuce-and-a-half truck on a patrol somewhere, and you banged up a knee.
But it's always while you were on active
duty. Active duty. While
right.
you were on active duty. That's
okay.
right.
That answers my question. Yeah. Going back to the late 60s during the Vietnam skirmish, I have tried to get my medical records from the service with the help of some guys that I met down at Tobacco and Brew when Carl had a session there with a lot of the veterans, help fellas.
Yeah, bit.
I'm told that there was an issue with records during a period of time when things were damaged, and I don't know if I fell into that crevasse or what.
Yeah,
but
I think
all they sent me, when they finally sent me records, was concerning my discharge, and not the 6 months that I spent at Madigan General at Fort Lewis.
There's a couple of ways to get those records. If you're talking about the mass fire that was in January of 1973, that fire consumed Army personnel records from 1919 through 1959 and Air Force personnel records from 1947 through 1959. Surnames Hubbard through Z. It did not affect any personnel who served after 1959.
How interesting.
Yeah, so that those records were destroyed by a fire. There have been several fires, but the records you're looking for can be obtained through either the National Personnel Records Center in St. Louis or through Madigan. They keep records there as well.
Well, that's interesting because it was in St. Louis that the request was sent.
That's
and
right.
I got back very limited information, but it was accurate information, but it was just very, very... Yeah.
Hey, Coach, I don't mean to cut you off, but we've got to take a hard break here.
Go right ahead.
And you hang on if you want to, and we can get as soon as we get back. Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
Fox News Radio. I'm Ron Flatter. Michelle Bachmann is sticking with her story about her former Iowa campaign chairman defecting to a Republican presidential rival.
The Ron Paul campaign had contacted one of the people on our campaign and had offered them money to come to their campaign, and he went. Pure and simple. That's what it was.
Bachmann this morning on Fox radio station WHO, but Iowa State Senator Kent Sorensen says principle, not money, led him to switch. The leadoff Iowa caucuses are in 5 days. Realtors say the number of people who signed contracts to buy new houses was higher last month than it's been in a year and a half. Meanwhile, the government says first-time jobless claims rose last week.
But a broader trend suggests hiring could pick up in 2012. The four-week average of unemployment applications is down.
Fox News Radio's Jared Halpern in Washington. On Wall Street, the Dow is up nearly 80 points. Fox News. We report... You decide.
Here's another satisfied customer of Cars, California Auto Repair and Smog.
Michelle Martin Strebe, marketing manager with the Record Searchlight. Didn't I see you recently, Michelle?
You've seen me quite a few times. I bought the car last year. It's a used car, but it definitely had some front end problems. I took it into Cars. The mechanic went through every problem. They kept me safe, and the car is fixed. You guys were a dream to work with.
How did you happen to come into Cars in the first place?
Well, I had met the owner, Barb White, years ago when I first moved to Reading. The shop is real close to the Record Searchlight. The concierge service, I have to say, is one reason I use Cars so much. It's very handy, and I don't have to inconvenience everybody else in my family to run me around town.
Have you referred any of your friends or your coworkers there at the Record Searchlight or any of your family into Cars?
I'm bragging about the last thing I had done, which was the detailing. You guys are just like a one-stop shop for me. It's wonderful.
Quality auto repair at affordable prices. Call 246-9277 or look for them on Facebook.
Attention, this is a special announcement. You can bring in this new year with Anselmo Vineyards at their elegant Black Tie Gala. Join us for an evening of fine dining, dancing, and casino royale. Truly a once-in-a-lifetime celebration. Need transportation? Package includes round-trip travel from the Red Lion Hotel, plus hors d'oeuvres and a wine reception at beautiful Anselmo Vineyards upon your arrival. A spectacular six-course meal paired with exquisite wines from our world-renowned chef. Door prizes, a silent auction, casino tables, and did I mention the 18-piece orchestra for your dancing pleasure? Truly the party of the year. To reserve your seat for this special New Year's Eve event, call 474-5546
That's 474-5546. And dance in the new year. Reserve early. First 100 attendees will get the special price of $195 per person. Imagine celebrating New Year's Eve in the most beautiful setting in the North State, Anselmo Vineyards. To make your memory at the gala of the year, that's 474-5546, Anselmo Vineyards.
This Chamber of Commerce Minute is brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning.
Becoming a member of the Greater Reading Chamber of Commerce is probably the smartest investment a local business can make. It would be impossible for a company on its own to duplicate the benefits of a chamber membership in the areas of legislative advocacy, workforce development, and economic development, not to mention all of the networking opportunities and business seminars offered. Join a committee, become an ambassador, attend a networking event, then watch your investment in business take off. Join today by calling 225-4433 and get connected.
This moment's been brought to you by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, professional cleaning services, 221-5868. Why not get the best?
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts Carl and Linda Bott.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. Carl and DeBot, 8:35 in the morning, December the 29th. Got two more days to really turn it loose and then start 2012 with a clear, fresh page. It's a white, clear, unblemished page, like a fresh fallen snow, starting on Sunday. And it's going to be up to you what you do. It's going to be up to you as what is that absolutely new year going to look like? I mean, you can start it off with watching what you eat. Oh, I'm not going to have that glass of wine or that bottle of wine every day. I'm going to be nicer to people around me. I'm going to do all, you know, you can make all these resolutions and just live a perfectly healthy, clean life for 2012. I, on the other hand, I'm going to enjoy myself. This portion of the show is brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop. Right off Athens Avenue, what can I say? They, you know, take a step back and I was there yesterday. Okay, I've got my haircut there yesterday, DC and Tim. And they have a new barber in there who they sent through barber school because the man in black is gone. But the young man in black is back. Now, just besides getting, there's a young man getting his haircut there, and his girlfriend, his mom, and his sister were all there watching him get his haircut. I mean, he's like 18 years old. I mean, it was really kind of humorous. And at the same time, Tim's got a, you know, have you ever wanted to do this? A telemarketer comes in and starts talking on the phone. They call you. He kept him on the phone for 28 minutes. 28 minutes. So it has to be a new record. Anyway, I can't say enough about it. Man's Last Stronghold, veterans get discounts, Cypress Square Barbershop. Okay, let's go back. Coach Bob.
Yeah, hi, thanks for letting me carry over. Sure. Last question then is a follow-up question. What do I do about it? How do I get those records out of Madigan or St. Louis?
You can petition directly to Madigan to get those records. Did you specifically ask the National Personnel Records Center for your medical records when the last time you asked them?
Medical records is all I requested in order to do a belated disability claim.
Okay. Do you have any other record of your injury or illness?
Oh,
or your...
sir. Oh, this. God, no. He's a surgeon.
I didn't hear that. You got to say that again, Coach Bob. You're breaking up.
Okay. The only record I have was when I was in the service.
So you...
I have no proof that I sat in a hospital for over 6 months up at Madigan. No, I do not.
Okay, sometimes the VA will accept anecdotal evidence of buddy statements, other folks that you knew, that they can vouch for the fact that you were in the hospital for a condition.
Well, Bob, just so you know, I was in basic training. We don't have buddies in basic training, and I don't remember a single name in basic
okay.
training.
Have you been to our office yet? Have you sat down with one of us to do some exploring with
well,
those records?
Well, that's where I initiated the St. Louis thing.
Okay, and you got results back from that. Have you been back since?
I targeted the wrong thing.
Okay. Yeah, you might want to come back down to the office there and let us go through that with you, and let's look at the next options.
I'll do that.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much for your help.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Coach Bob, for calling. There's also another question here that was the one says the injury I had in the military isn't in my medical record. It looks like my medical records were stripped. And back in, he was in 69-71. And the main question was, is there a cap for medical services at the clinic? I got a card issued, but they wouldn't assign a doctor to him. I mean, would you know anything about that one?
No, I haven't heard of that before. If he's got a card, if he's eligible for medical services there, then he should have a doctor assigned to him.
That's what I would think.
I would suggest that this person go to the patient advocate, Bart Trantham, who's at the VA clinic. It's the third door on the left when you walk in there, and ask Bart about that. I've never heard of a cap on services, whether it's financial or medical or anything else.
Yeah, neither have I, and nor should there be for veterans that come in with injuries. And the part, again, we go back into the health records that maybe it's not hitting the right spot, or maybe not sending all of it and all this, but you have to keep up at it, I assume. Okay. I'm going to take a quick break early so we can get back into, we want to get into the homeless veterans. We want to get into some of the things that are happening right now and have a little more time to talk about it. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460.
Major League Poker is back, and it's only at Wind River Casino.
Wind River.
The $10,000 guarantee Stone Cold Poker Tournament on Saturday, January 7th at 10 a.m.
Sharp.
Win your share of $10,000.
Book your seat now.
Your $115 buy-in will get you $10,000 in chips.
$10,000.
A $50 rebuy will get you an additional $5,000 in chips.
$5,000.
As a bonus, if you pay the optional rebuy before the start of the tournament, you'll receive an additional $2,000 in chips for a total of $17,000 in chips. Entrance will be hosted to sale. This major poker tournament is limited to the first 200 players and sells out fast. So reserve your seat today at the River Club. 1-800-280-YOU-WIN or online at WinRiverCasino.com. Play in our Tuesday satellite tournaments for a chance to win a seat. Wind River Casino is known for hosting the best poker tournaments in Northern California. So pull up a seat and play in the $10,000 guarantee Stone Cold Poker Tournament on Saturday, January 7th at 10 a.m. Prize pool based on participants. It's better on the river.
On the river.
Be sure to attend the Bridal Guide Wedding Show, Sunday, January 15th, 11 a.m. to 3 p.m., Simpson Event Center, Simpson University. Cast a view in College Drive, more than 150 vendors, lots of prizes. See you there.
Getting into college doesn't happen magically. You have to take the right classes now, like Algebra 2, Biology, and a Foreign Language. Learn more at knowhowtogo.org.
Brought to you by the American Council on Education, Lumina Foundation for Education, and the Ad Council.
Shasta Regional Medical Center physicians, staff, and volunteers want to wish you and your family a happy and safe holiday season and a healthy new year. The holiday season is the time of giving, sharing, and harmony. Have peace knowing that Shasta Regional is committed to keeping you and your loved ones healthy, especially during this festive and busy time of the year. Our gift to you this holiday season and throughout the year is our commitment to provide our community the highest quality care and the most advanced technologies and treatments in medical care with compassionate health care providers. As you celebrate with family and friends this holiday season, be safe and keep healthy. If you need us, we're here with world-class surgeons, nationally certified staff, and prompt emergency services with personal care. From our family to yours, Shasta Regional Medical Center wishes everyone a happy and healthy holiday season and a bright new year. Treating people well. That's Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Hello, folks. I'm Bob, the Mount Shasta Springwater Drop. It's no wonder that Mount Shasta Springwater is the preferred choice here in Northern California and Southern Oregon. It's natural, it tastes good, and it's healthy for you. If you are not drinking Mount Shasta Springwater, you owe it to yourself to give it a try. Give us a call at 1-800-922-6227 and start enjoying the refreshing taste of Mount Shasta Spring Water today. When you call, tell them you want the Bob the Drop Special. Mount Shasta Spring Water, naturally the best.
The hotline is open on KCNR 1460, 530-605-4567.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Media and Carl and Linda Bott, 8:43 in the morning. This portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Talking about veterans, they give veterans discounts down there. They support veterans' issues. They support the veterans at Tobacco and Brew. Espresso Joe's, great place to get coffee. You know, veterans meet down there, along with a other groups of people that come in there and have meetings and community meetings. Great walk-in humidor. I can't say enough about Tobacco and Brew and Joe and Shelley. It's the end of this year. And I just, we really hope that they, that the community continues to support them as they support our community. All right. Our guest, Bob Dunlap, who's a veteran service officer and, right here in Shasta County. And, I've got, so many questions coming in here on this, but, about the, on caps and how much and all this, but I want to get out a couple of things that that you have when we came, when you first came here. I want to talk about this year, and then we'll get to the questions as soon as we can. Okay, one of the big things was what's happened this year right there at the Veteran Service Office.
Yeah,
I mean, there's a lot of stuff's happened.
That's a good way. You were just talking about the support of the community and the support of folks for veterans, and I've never seen it greater in any community than it is in Shasta County. The Veteran Service Office itself, 1855 Shasta Street, if you were to drive by there last year, it was a pretty stark and unremarkable front of the building, very nice, but it was very stark. But at the end of this year, we dedicated a couple of pieces of artwork there. One was the bike rack with a very patriotic Stars and Stripes theme to it that has gotten lots of use since November when we unveiled that. And the memorial to our fallen veterans, it's called Absence, and it's a sculpture that was put together by Universal Precast Concrete. Dan Christensen, helped to get that. There's no taxpayers' dollars involved in that. That was fundraisers and donations and people in the community that stepped forward and helped to get those. Well, along with that, and one of the missing pieces from the front of our building was a flag. We had a small flag on a side-mounted pole, and it was okay. It was a flag out front there, but it wasn't the big statue type of flag that you'd expect to see in front of a veteran service office. Well, Universal Precast Concrete just happened to have some 25-foot aluminum flagpoles.
Just happened to have that laying around.
And delivered them over to our office. We bought a base for that, had that installed 2 weeks ago, and it is majestic. It is a beautiful 25-foot flagpole that's flying directly in front of the building. And that's so you drive out in front there now, and you see this is a really nice reflection on the veterans and the support from the community. Real happy to see that. A lot of interesting things have happened this year, notably about the veterans home. Let's go back to that for just a second. We know Frank Williams was the administrator. He departed at the end of September. Left that position vacant. They were still in the process of deciding a deputy or assistant administrator position. And Linda Hartman was named as that assistant administrator, and that was released a couple of weeks ago. So it was really good to have Linda continue on to support veterans in a different role. And as the assistant administrator, she's going to be very, very busy with paperwork and policy and running a lot of the operation over there. So real glad to see Linda over there. The administrator has not been named, and we're not sure when we're going to start running people, getting our veterans housed in there. But it, as we said before, it's coming along very nicely. We're real happy to see that.
Well, that's great, it's a project that needs to be finished. It needs to, so we can get this opened up. Having Linda Hartman over there is a good deal because she understands the veterans and the veterans' issues. Seems like that's going to work out really well. Opens up a new spot there, of course, in the Shasta County Board of Supervisors. So, we take some steps forward with the homeless veterans.
Yeah, let's talk about that for a second. That is a big issue, especially in Northern California, specifically in Shasta County. We've had folks on the ground that have counted between 300 and 500 homeless veterans in the county, and a lot of them sleeping under the stars, a lot of them in camps out and around the area. But The definition of homeless really is that you don't have a place that you can call your own. If you're looking at chronic HUD definition of homeless, it may be a little bit different. But we have veterans who are couch surfing, who are staying with a friend temporarily because they don't have a place of their own. Just got back from Iraq. I got my family with me. I'm staying with my buddy. My wife and two kids are staying with someone else. Those are homeless. That's a homeless veteran family. So we are making some strides to resolve that. There may be some funding for care for those folks. But what we need is to identify the homeless veteran population. One of the ways we can do that is an event on the 27th of January. It's the Homeless Resource Fair, the Veterans Resource Fair. And it's going to be in the Veterans Hall on Yuba Street in Reading between 10 in the morning to 7 at night. If we can get the word out, if you're a homeless veteran, to go over there, we can identify numbers wise, then we can report that to the state and to the VA. With those numbers, that will justify the HUD VASH, and VASH stands for Veterans Administration Support for Housing, vouchers for our homeless veterans. We can get housing for those folks, but only if we can get an accurate accounting of those folks. So on the 27th of January, between 10 and 7, is going to be food. There'll be booths, folks that can provide health care, job information, claims assistance. Veteran service organizations are going to be there. The People of Progress, the county support services. There'll be lots of agencies represented there. But what we really
need to
get...
Is this going to be kind of like a mini stand-down?
Except that we're not going to be doing the annual haircuts and hygiene and those type of things. But, yeah, it's going to be an accounting of
good.
Those
we
veterans.
Need a couple of these a year to catch, you know, to gather up our veterans and to help them, our homeless veterans.
We do. We do. And we need to let them know that there may be help available for them. One of the things that has happened this year for our homeless veterans is Faith Works, who is a well-known community faith-based organization, nonprofit, has been running their housing for single-parent families very successfully for last 8 years. And so Colonel Robert Scott, Air Force retired, and I talked back in August this year and talked about doing something for veterans. Well, he put everything into motion, and through the City of Reading redevelopment funds, we're able to purchase a property, and it's being renovated as we speak, and it'll be solely for our homeless veterans. It'll provide 12 beds, it'll work a little bit like the Section 8 or the HUD program, where they'll pay what they can out of whatever income they have, and that'll provide some temporary quarters for them until they can get back on their feet. And there's two or three of those ventures that are going on right now, and some of them are look very successful.
That's great. Okay, we got to take a quick break here. Our guest, Bob Dunlap from the Shasta County Veterans Service Office, and some of the things, good things that have happened this past year, things that are going to, happen. When we come back, we'll get a quick account of what we think is going to happen in this coming year and what people can do to if you've got questions and stuff, how to get a hold of Bob and come down to his office. Carl and Linda Bott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. Miss a day, miss a lot.
Living in a lonely world. He took the midnight train
everywhere. Hi, this is Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, here to wish you a safe and happy holiday season. While spending time with family this joyous time of year, keep in mind some simple signs that mom and dad may be needing some more help at home. Many families notice changes in their loved ones while seeing them over the holidays. Is the mail stacking up? Have you seen past due notices? Have mom or dad forgotten to turn off appliances or failed to lock the doors at night? Check the refrigerator for food freshness and expiration dates. And check medications. Are they being refilled timely and taken properly? For more tips and information on how you can help, visit ReadingHomeHelpers.com or call me, Sharon, for an in-home assessment and learn more about Home Helpers and our many home care services. Call Home Helpers at 226-8350 or visit us online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com. This holiday season, give your loved one the gift of safely remaining at home. Happy holidays from Home Helpers.
Can you handle the truth? Are you prepared for the coming financial collapse? Do you know why prices are skyrocketing? Do you know about the international banksters? Do you know how to survive hyperinflation? Do you believe in freedom? What are the solutions? Find out. listen to Sovereign Minds Radio, 6 p.m. Sundays, where we always handle the truth.
The Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange carries 200 and 275 serving emergency food pails so you can sustain yourself and your family in times of crisis. But the Patriot also carries a wide assortment of large, number 10 cans of dehydrated and freeze-dried foods. We sell freeze-dried chicken, ground beef, and turkey, in some cases for up to $12 less than the internet. In addition to freeze-dried vegetables and fruits, you'll also find popular items like peanut butter powder, freeze-dried hash browns, and blueberry muffin mix. As always, you can get your emergency food, seeds, gold and silver cheaper at the Patriot than you can on the internet, and that's even after sales tax. Peace of mind is selling your gold and silver coins and bullion for a fair price. It's protecting your wealth by buying gold and silver. It's knowing your family has access to nourishing, quality food in times of distress. The Patriot is your peace of mind store. Don't pay more and then wait weeks for delivery. Come to the Patriot Gold and Silver Exchange Tuesday through Friday, 9:30 to 4, and Saturday, 10 to 4, at 3637 Eureka Way in the Sunset Plaza, next to the round table. And get peace of mind today for less.
Feel tired, run down, or in pain? You don't have to live this way. Maybe we can help. Hi, I'm Dr. Trudy Pratt. For 18 years, I've had a chiropractic and nutrition practice on Court Street in Reading. Our customized program of body work and nutrition can give you renewed energy, a stronger immune system, and a healthier outlook on life. Call us at 244-7873. It's your health. You deserve it. That number again is 244-7873.
This is Free Fire Radio with your hosts, Carl and Linda Bott.
Well, I won't back down. Well,
welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. I'm a Free Fire Media and calling the bot 8:55 in the morning, December 29th. Got just a couple more days left.
40% chance of showers this morning. Welcome back. Downtown weather is 45 degrees. We look like we're going to get to be around 62 today with showers tonight, with lows around 45. Tonight, don't forget, 6 o'clock, we have Lisa Collins sitting in on the spot with Linda Bott. It's going to be live. And we have the Reading Improv players. Talk about fun. Call in, give them a subject, and they are just going to fly. It's so much fun to see these guys be so creative on the spot. And again, thank you for joining us. Tomorrow will be Eric Woodstrom from Five Star Bank. He's going to be hosting the show, and wonderful guests.
Leonard Modi.
We wanted to thank you so much for making an incredible year, being part of our team, and we wish you guys a happy new year, a really safe new year. We're going to be out in Salmo's New Year's Eve with the 18-piece orchestra and the gala. If you care, I think there's a few tickets left, 474-5546. They will be providing transportation from the Red Lion Inn. We'll see you out there, I hope, from and to.
We'll get you out there, and then, you know.
I'm two. Welcome back.
And speaking of from and two, here's Bob Dunlap from the Shasta County Veterans Service Office. Okay, what can we look forward to this year, Bob?
Boy, a lot of things we're looking forward to, and the big thing, I think, is the veterans' home and getting that up and going and staffed and getting residents in there. We're looking at getting our claims process smoothed out and getting the backlog reduced in the VA. We're looking at helping people in our office, and don't forget 1855 Shasta Street. We're open 8 to 4 Monday through Friday. We do close for lunch though.
Hey, can we congratulate you, because I'm the first one, or we're the first ones to say, you know what? Give me a five. Done a great job this year. Everywhere we go, that's a veterans event. You're there. You're present. You want to get people involved. You want to know everything that's going on with the veterans. Thank you so much. We think you've done a great job.
Well, thank you, Linda. But you know, we're veterans down there. This is what we do. We help our brother and sister veterans. And I'll tell you, this year, at the end of the year, we have seen so much of an outpouring of gratitude for our office. But this is what we do. There's nothing heroic there. We're helping our folks through a very arduous claims process. But
people, like, you know, when people thank you, like, people thank you for serving. Are you okay? Oh.
Yes.
Bob has rolled over it somehow and managed to...
Where is the live of the camera?
Yeah. But you're right. It's like people thank you for serving your country.
Right.
That it's an honor to do this.
Exactly.
That's right.
And that's the way we feel about it.
before we go to John Dixon in the last minute here, in fact, let's go to John now. John, you got like 30 seconds. Hello.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, Carl, Linda.
Good morning.
Diane and Bob Martin.
Good morning.
VA Bob.
Good morning.
You're the reason I'm calling in. I want to say thank you. We considered you one of the true treasures of the Veterans Administration, Bob. Thank you for everything you do for all of us. I've been in your office, been treated great every time I've been there. You do a fantastic job, and keep up the good fight. Thanks for everything you do.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
And everybody's saying that here on the in the chat room here too, Bob.
Hats
we
off.
Say that we echo it. You know, now, thank you very much again for what you do. You know, next year, we're getting ready to start next year. Next week, we're going to have Senator LaMalfa, Assemblyman Nielsen. We're going to have also, of course, Enjoy Magazine. We're going to have...
Are you guys ready to roll?
Yeah, we're going to have somebody that was in the a guard in the California prison system for 28 years is going to be our guest next week, too. And wait, you hear some of the things that are happening in there. I mean, we have known him for a couple of years, and frankly,
he's ready to talk.
And, you know, so when you hear some of these stories, you're just going to you're going to lean back and go, oh my gosh, how could this be happening in America?
Pull off your layers.
We're starting up, we're going to kick it up another couple of notches this coming year. And, again,
thank you, Bob Dunlap, for being our guest today.
And thank you so much for our listeners. Thank you so much for the chat room for being part of us this year. And as we start this new year, we're going to be growing some more in a lot of different ways.
Except
my stomach.
We can't do it without you. We appreciate you so much here on KCNR, being part of our family. You know what? Always feel like you can call us and let us know what's on your mind.
And just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys.